This episode is brought to you by You Are What You Love, a brand new podcast hosted by Marissa Tandon, which, spoiler alert, is me. Every week, I sit down with a new guest and I ask them the one question that I think helps you get to know a person at their very core. What piece of media changed who you are as a person forever? They have been some of my absolute favorite conversations to have, and topics have ranged all the way from Marvel movies to High School Musical, so there's a little bit of something for everyone. You can listen to us on your favorite podcast app by searching You Are What You Love, or you can join us on our website at tandonproductions.com.
Hello? Is someone there? Hello? What do you want?
You don't already know?
No. I've seen you before. You're real, aren't you?
More real than you're ready for. Don't look so scared. We're just getting started.
Tandon Productions presents All in My Head. Episode 4, Time to Grow Up.
Hey.
Hey. When did my desk become the dumping ground? And I'm fetching lunches now.
Guess that's what happens when you play hooky.
I was sick!
Welcome to Chambers Publishing. You're not sick unless you require a vital organ transplant.
You're right. I forgot my dad runs this place.
You have my manuscripts?
Oh, yeah, one sec. Okay, so I wrote notes on them as I was going, but I typed them up more legibly and as complete thoughts and attached them. This one was awful, and whoever pushed it through this far must have been drunk. I don't even know why we're considering it.
That bad.
I wanted to gouge my eyes out 20 pages in just so I wouldn't have to finish it.
Yikes.
This one is a cool concept and has a few moments of truly spectacular writing, but it still needs a lot of work. Comma splices out the ass, and the only transition word this guy knows is suddenly.
Noted.
This one is amazing, and I want 3 more after. Definite series potential.
Amazing. We need something good before Chambers starts flipping tables. Every batch of manuscripts have been complete shit for like the past 3 months.
Must be why the reading got spilled over to my workload. No one else wants to do it.
Probably. I'll go hand these in and let you tackle this mountain.
Thanks. Did you need something else?
No. I just wanted to ask. Is everything okay? You know, with everything that we talked about the other day? I don't know when's the right time to talk about all this stuff, but my head's still pretty messed up about it.
Something happened again last night. With somebody I knew this time, but... I'm worried talking about it too much with you might put you in danger.
Put me in danger? How?
I have to get this, but get lunch with me later, okay? We can talk.
All right.
Chambers Publishing, Nova speaking.
Yes, amazing. Hold that right there. Pop your butt out more, girly. We're selling jeans here. Like that. Perfect. Pause! Get that fan off. Somebody get in here and fix her hair. All right, let's get back to it. God damn it! There's hair in her lip gloss! What, did you think I just wouldn't see it? You know what? Everybody take 5.
Am I doing okay?
You? Honey, you're doing fabulous. An ass from God herself and a face to match. That, and you know your angles. You said you never modeled before?
No. I posed a few times for a friend while she was studying to be a photographer, but never professionally.
How's your walk?
My walk?
Runway, honey.
I've never even thought about something like that.
Well, you've got the look. You could do a lot more than commercial if you wanted, but you gotta have the walk.
Really think so?
I've been in this business for a long time, and I can tell when a girl's got it. And those designers are always looking for a fresh face. But you gotta want it.
I mean, it would be amazing. I just never thought.
Tell you what. You knock this shoot out of the park and I'll pass your name along. Work on your walk, talk to an agent. This thing could take you all over the world if you let it. Why do you look like someone kicked your puppy? I'm telling you, you could really make something out of all of this.
I guess I just didn't think about the travel. My little sister and I live together. I mean, she's grown. She doesn't technically need me, but it's nice for the most part. I don't know if I'm so ready to leave her.
Honey, beauty fades fast, especially in this business. Ride this thing till the wheels fall off, make a lot of money, then buy your sister a Malibu mansion. I promise she won't hold it against you. Now get back up there. None of us are gonna get paid overtime.
Knock this thing out of the park.
Hey, you ready to go to lunch?
Yeah, one sec. I have to finish typing these notes for Weber. Can you tell me if that says before or beaver?
Context clues say before, but don't hold me to it.
Thanks.
Typing up Weber's notes. You really did get all the scut work today.
Tell me about it. She should have been a doctor. This is practically illegible.
What happened to her assistant?
Hell if I know. If it's on my desk, it's my responsibility. Okay, done. Feed me, please. I'm dying.
Come on.
Let's just grab something quick. I'm starving.
Go grab a table. I'll get us some sandwiches.
Okay, but nothing with...
pickles. I know.
Thanks.
Okay, so what you were talking about before, explain.
Right. Okay. Without telling you too much, I met someone who told me more about my situation.
The ghost?
No. Someone who's connected to a friend of mine. But the stuff she said, it sort of helped the pieces fall into place. That was right before I came over to your place. But then, last night, I dreamt something was coming after her, and I kept hearing that voice saying, "You told her too much. You said too much." When I came out of it, I called her to check she was okay. She said she was having a freaky nightmare. But it had to be the same thing I dreamt about, right? I mean, that's just too big of a coincidence.
Yeah, I guess it's not that likely. I mean, that happened a few times with me and my sister. I used to get a bad feeling when she was having a nightmare and go wake her up from it, but I always thought it was more of a twin-tuition thing. It's never happened with anyone other than Maria. Definitely not with someone I just met.
Do you want to talk about her? I mean, you told me how she passed, but I've never really heard you speak about her. I didn't even know you had siblings.
I don't know. I don't ever talk about her because it just hurts too much. It's been long enough that my parents can talk about her fondly. I mean, the sadness is still there. To outlive a child is... I can't imagine what it's like for them. But for me, every time I remember she's gone, I feel like I've been cut in half. We should eat. We'll have to get back to work soon. So, anyway, you think some demon is gonna try to kill me if we keep talking about this?
Hell if I know, but I feel like it might be a risk.
Can't you just keep your supernatural radio on Josiah FM? You scream and I'm good?
I don't even know where to begin with that. Hey, does this mean you don't think I'm crazy?
I'm in deep enough. Might as well get on the crazy train, so choo-choo, etc.
Don't be an ass.
You're the one talking to ghosts. Lunchtime's over.
You have a timer set for your lunch breaks?
Girl, I have a timer set for my pee breaks. I'm always on a schedule.
Nova, meet me in my office.
Good luck with that.
What's up?
At least try to maintain an air of professionalism while we're at work.
Sorry. Did you need me to do something for you? These are my notes on the manuscripts. Was something wrong with them?
They're extensive. They're extremely detailed and well-written. I don't even need to read the manuscripts to know that I want to publish. Your notes say it all.
I'll try not to do such a good job next time.
One of my readers is going on maternity leave next week. She's past due for a promotion, And if I can fill her job properly while she's gone, I'd have no problem giving it to her. Plus, it's time you stop messing around with this part-time business.
You want to make me a full-time employee?
Is that not what I just said?
But I get coffee and mail books. I do the Fallout assistant work. You want to promote me to full-time reader?
Let's call it probationary. For the next month that Linda's gone, you're working as a temporary reader, full-time. But I expect this level of work all the time. Your last name may be Chambers, but if I give you this job, you're just as replaceable as everyone else in the office.
Of course.
You start next week. That means no more taking days off and fooling around. You call in sick, you better be hacking up a lung.
Understood.
All goes well, you can consider it a permanent position till I either promote you or fire you. And don't think I won't fire my own daughter.
Never had a doubt, Mr. Chambers.
Now take this down to the art department, would you? You're still fetching coffee and filing papers for the next week.
Got it. Hey, Dad? Thanks for the opportunity.
You earned it. Get out of my office.
Hey.
Hey! How was work?
Good. I got promoted.
For real?
Yeah. Dad offered me a full-time position as a reader starting next week on a probationary period for a month. If I do well, he says he'll hire me permanently.
Wow. Is that something you want?
I don't know. I think so. I never really thought I would want to go into the family business, you know? I wanted to do my own thing. I just never really figured out what that was. But I don't know. For the most part, I really like working there, and I'm good at it. It might not be the worst thing.
You should take the job.
You think so?
Yeah. You get to read books for a living. What's so bad about that?
Well, there's more to it than that, but yeah, I guess that's the core concept.
You should take the job.
Well, then I guess I start next week.
Speaking of job developments.
Oh yeah, you had your big photo shoot today. How'd that go?
Good. Really good, actually. I think it's a big possibility that I'll get more work from it.
With Mary Bella?
Yeah, but other modeling gigs too, like the kind you get to travel for.
Wow.
Yeah. Would you be okay with something like that?
With you traveling? Yeah. I mean, I'll miss you, but I feel like you finally found your thing. I can't stop you from following it.
Yeah, I just feel like we're finally sisters again and I'm leaving you.
Hey, you never stopped being my sister. And once we get a bigger apartment and you're traveling all over the world, I can rent out your room for extra cash.
Yeah, if Hayden doesn't just move himself in. Speaking of, where is the boy toy? I haven't seen him all day.
I don't know. He ran out of here fast last night. Haven't heard from him since.
Dang, I was hoping to beat him at his racing game today.
Too bad. I'm too tired to play.
Me too, honestly. Having a job is hard.
I know. Now I'm going full time. You're going to be on magazines and on billboards.
Time to grow up.
Had to do it eventually. The world stopped treating us like kids a long time ago.
True. I thought I had maybe another year or so. Oh. I hope we hear back about the apartment soon. I need to sleep in a real bed.
Speaking of, I should go get in mine. I have to go to work in the morning. Everyone's been dumping their work on me, so this last week is gonna be hell.
Good night.
Good night.
It's okay. I'm not here to hurt you.
Why can't I move?
Because you're not in any danger. You'll get the hang of it eventually.
Wait. I know you. I know your face.
You've met me before, Nova.
No, it's not that. You look like Avery. Oh my God, I know who you are.
This episode of All in My Head was written and directed by Alexander Tandon. It featured Mia Passarella as Nova Chambers, An Shu as Josiah Summers, Michael Worker as The Shadow, Nicole Knutson as Lana Chambers, Michael DiNardo as Hayden, and Mia Karama as Avery Reed. Additional sound design assistance is provided by Grace Corcunis, and original music is composed and performed by Gilberto Benitez. Until our next episode, you can join us at our website, tandemproductions.com. There you can access bonus content and sneak peeks of all our shows.